Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 74. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thanks so much for joining us. We say it every time, but if you're a first-time listener or a long-time subscriber to the show, we're glad you're with us and sitting in with me as he does each episode, technical specialist Kenny Nicholson. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tom.
You know, last week we touched on the Masters, but this past week in Hilton Head at the Verizon Heritage was probably the reason why they say golf is a gentleman's game, a class game, that guy Brian Davis.
Yeah, to the penalty that he called on himself, even, you know, somebody that pays a lot of attention to golf and plays, you know, under the rules and etiquette and all that stuff, it's hard to realize that that was a rule that he broke, you know, the way that he moved something on his backswing. And, you know, for him to call it on himself was definitely admirable and showed a lot of respect for himself.
If you missed it, Brian Davis closed to tie the multiple tour winner and past U.S. Open champion Jim Furyk to go into a playoff. Then on the first playoff hole, Brian hits it into a dried-out hazard, and Furyk's on the green. Like you were saying, he elected whether to play it out or not play it out. He didn't ground his club, but on his backswing, he noticed, and it had to go down to slow-motion instant replay, that he actually touched a reed in the hazard.
Yeah, and literally it took 15 minutes of replay in slow motion to decide that, yes, he did touch, the weed. And it's on his backswing. It's not like he moved a loose impediment or he broke something or grounded his club.
Right.
Yeah. It's
it
was in the act of a swing, it's one of those rules. I didn't even really know the clarity of the rule until they discussed it and came out and made a determination that it wasn't, in fact, a two-stroke penalty. And, for him to call it on himself, I don't know that anybody would have noticed, but definitely showed a lot of respect for Brian Davis doing that.
Yeah, and that'll go down in Verizon Heritage lore and golf lore. And what a gentleman Brian Davis is, gentleman of the game for doing that. Speaking of gentlemen, it's always nice to have in-studio guests here in our cozy confines here at Watts headquarters, and today is no exception. And I'll let you do the introduction, Kenny.
Yeah, with Adams Golf, we have the Vice President of Marketing, Mr. Scott Blevin. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
You like the accommodation, spacious Studio A here, right, Scott?
I love it.
Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about your role with the company and a little bit about your past, too?
Well, I've been with the company about 13 years now and started selling products back when Adams was a custom fitting shop. So I've grown over the years, and as the business has gone, I've been fortunate to do different things within the company, and now I'm running sales and marketing. So I get to sell the product and actually work to take it to market as well.
Yeah, prior to working with Adams, you worked in basically as a golf professional?
That's right. I was a teaching pro for Hank Haney in Dallas for a couple of years there, and we taught a lot of students the game and sold some golf clubs as well.
Go ahead and say
it. No, that had to be a pretty cool job. We talk about custom fitting on here all the time and how important it is for somebody. If they're going to make an investment for a set of irons especially or a driver, I mean, price point is a lot in golf clubs, and if you're going to spend that kind of money, it's not like you can just walk in and, you know, if you're 6'3" and grab a set off the shelf, and you can attest to that.
Right, absolutely. No, the fitting part is a big deal, and that's where the player is going to see some performance differences, definitely.
Scott, talk a little bit about forging versus casting in clubs. I mean, some people hear forged. I think sometimes that kind of scares them away from the club, but that's not really the case, is it?
That's correct. No, the forging process is just a process by which we can make more exacting specifications for our products, and also the feel of the club generally is better than a cast product, and that's what we hear on the feedback side a lot. And now with new groove regulations and everything else that's going on in the business, a forging can provide some exacting standards that just standard cast product can't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a good analogy, I remember somebody showed me the difference between forged and cast years ago, and they took an x-ray of a golf club. And if you heat metal to a liquid form and pour it into a cast mold, the molecules are floating around, and you don't know where they're going to settle in a cast club. And not saying that all casting is not good, but in some cases you can have hot spots. I mean, everybody knows you hit that 8-iron one time where you normally hit it 150, and all of a sudden, boom, it goes 165. And in a forge golf club, you don't have that. The molecules are never disturbed. They're always pure, and you have a solid, soft-feeling golf club all the time. And, Tom, you hit it on the head where you said people hear the word forge, they get scared. They're like, I don't know if I can hit a forge golf club. Well, we want to talk about today that there is a forged golf club out there that you guys can – it doesn't matter if you're a zero handicap or a 20 or 25 handicap. Adams has a set of golf clubs out there for you.
Yeah, this is a real exciting time for you guys. You got earlier in the year, the new drivers, the new fairways out, and now this is unfortunately, the listeners can't see them, but why don't we go through a little bit of the new stuff?
Sure. We'll be launching here shortly a couple of new iron sets. One would be the Idea Pro Black CB1 irons, and the other set is a Idea Black CB2 iron. Both iron sets are forged, beautiful product. The CB1 targeted at a little better player, you know, a scratch golfer to maybe up to an 8 handicapper. And then the CB2 products, what I like to call our wannabe set, which is for the players from, let's say, 5 handicap to 18 handicap. They can hit a forged iron, a beautiful product, exacting standards. It feels great. And they can kind of play what the pros play, but have something that they can hit.
Yeah, and when we talk about black being the color, it's like a gun barrel. You know, it's a blued metal is what it is. It's an absolutely awesome looking golf club aesthetically. But the CB1 again is going to target that player anywhere from a 0 to a 5 handicap. Has very little offset, tour lofts and specs that go along with it. The stock shaft in that is a Project X. Great golf club for the lower handicap player, and something that I think I'll find in my bag as well. And then the CB2, you just have basically some more weight ports in the back of the golf club, a little more offset to help get your hands in front of the golf ball, low center of gravity to help get the ball airborne, and a set that anybody could play, really. Something that should definitely – anybody out there looking for a new set of irons, do not pass this one up.
No, you're looking and you say forged again. You're thinking in the back of your mind that blade look. That's not necessarily it. These are good-looking clubs.
Yeah, it's got a good-looking top line when you look down, so you feel like you have some forgiveness to it. It has slight offset. In the shorter irons, not as much. In the longer irons, it gets progressive. So, it's something that you'll see on the shelf, and it'll be very recognizable because it looks different than any golf club being black in nature. But definitely something that you'll need a demo for sure.
Price points on these, Scott?
Price points on both sets in steel will be $799 and graphite $999. And like Kenny said, the CB1s come with a Project X steel shaft, and the CB2s actually come with a KBS shaft, which we've had real good luck on tour with and is kind of one of the hotter shafts out there.
Yeah, KBS is definitely made a name for itself. I think it's a little bit lighter weight steel.
A little bit lighter weight steel, so it's but the performance is so good. It's making its way out on tour and actually into the bags of the wannabe player as well. So,
yeah, moving into we got the Puglielli wedge. I think I pronounced that correct, but it's a black finish wedge as well. And in either one of these sets, these are the wedge that complements the sets. So you can get a sand wedge and a lob wedge to match. And it's a traditional wedge look. Solid muscle back look. And I put this on the ground 60 degree. When I play out of the bunkers, I like to open it up. And the way that the bounce is on this, you can open it wide up and you don't increase the bounce on it. And you can talk about the specs about it. It's groove rules have come into play, and get into that and let us know.
Absolutely. No, it's Max Puglielli is our head of our tour operations for Adams, and he's done a great job out on the Champions Tour and works with all of our players. And Max designed this wedge specifically for tour players, and then we brought it to market. And like you said, it has a same great black finish there and would complement either of the sets very well. But all of the product is now made to the 2010 new groove rules that have to be in play if you're going to use it on tour. So it's great product. It looks fantastic, and it does conform to the new rules.
Scott Blevins, Vice President of Marketing for Adams Golf, joining us. And Scott, wouldn't be talking about golf without the hybrid Idea Super Hybrid. Boy, what a good-looking club that is.
That's right. We're real happy to launch this product. It's already out on tour, and it's a great complement to our hybrid lineup. We've had great success not only at on tour but at retail as well with our hybrids. And this Super Hybrid, which is what we call a hybrid on steroids, really, is going to be a great addition to the lineup, and it's different than anything else currently out on the market.
And the shaft on this is just a little bit longer than standard.
That's right. It's a little longer than standard hybrid, and but shorter than a fairway wood shaft, so it's right in the middle there. It's got some great technology. It's got 85 grams of weighting in the rear of the club that helps optimize the launch angle, and it's got a miraging steel face as well, which with a hybrid is hard to find out there. And so it'll add about 2.5 miles per hour club head or ball speed and about 7 yards distance over your standard hybrid. So we've had a lot of success getting that in the bags of players on tour, and I think it's going to do real well for the average player.
Tom, it looks good.
It sure does. I mean, this is, a, like you said, a hybrid on steroids. It's a little bigger head, but not as big as a fairway wood head, but a little larger than your traditional hybrid head.
That's correct. There's an Idea Pro Black hybrid that's already out on the market that has also served us very well, and it's a little more narrow hybrid, and it's very workable. This hybrid's just basically built for distance and easy to hit, so this one's going to be a lot of fun in the bags of players out there, and it complements, again, our Idea Black product launch on the iron side comes standard 4 through gap wedge. So you're going to have to get something to fill your 3, your 2, and these super hybrids are going to be fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, and the super hybrid's going to come in 15, 17, 19, and 21, correct?
That's correct.
Well, Scott, you said you're going to get a little more yardage with this hybrid. Is it going to prove some difficulty for the average player? I normally hit a 3 hybrid here, now I'm going to hit a 4, or maybe they ought to look at really getting fit for something like this.
Yeah, I think in general golfers have always adjusted to hitting it longer, and we do that well. We don't like to hit it shorter. We like to hit it longer. So hitting it longer won't be the problem, and it really is an opportunity just to make sure that you get fit correctly, that you buy the right set of irons and then transition into the hybrids, and you're going to have great success with it, and we've seen it on tour. It's just basically demoing the product, making sure you're getting the distance that you want, and then you're good.
Yeah, I mean, you have these big voids, or a lot of people have big voids in their bag they're not even aware of. And really where you can get the biggest void is from the 4-iron to your first hybrid. And, you know, there's nothing worse than saying I'm going to have to choke down on a hybrid to try to hit a distance, or I'm going to have to get on a golf club. So being custom fit for the whole set, if you're going to buy them and you know you're going to get a new set of irons, and this pro, this basically the super hybrid. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you see it, you're going to want to get it. I mean,
right.
If you could date a golf club, this would be the one. I mean, it is good looking with the voodoo shaft and all. It just looks great. So that's the time to get fit, you know, on the launch monitor to know what you hit the 4-iron, and then to find the hybrid that you need to go to match with that. And the same thing with the wedges. You know, we talk about wedge distance. There's a lot of people out there play, you know, a gap wedge, which are a little bit stronger lofted sometimes, which could be 48 to 50 degrees, and then their next wedge is either 56 or 58, and you have 8 degrees distance there, and it's really hard because that's in the scoring area. I mean, that's what we tell people. You score from 100 yards in, and if you have that big of a void, you're missing a very vital golf club.
Right.
Obvious from what we've seen, Scott, the theme of the line is black. Talk a little bit about how black came into play.
Well, that's a good question. The last year to 18 months, we had products that we brought to retail in the classic silver satin finish, but on tour, they were wanting a darker finish or a black finish, a non-glare finish, and you know, their wants and needs generally are fulfilled by a club maker, and then we bring it to retail if it has success. So it's been very successful. We've had 2 previous models that came out and went to tour in this black finish but were never available at retail. This is the first set of irons that we've had that's been available with this look and feel, and we're really excited about it, and we've had a great start to the year on tour, and we're excited about the opportunity for these products.
Yeah, so that's, if you see a black set of irons in somebody's bag on TV, you're going to pretty much know exactly what it is.
Yep.
Scott, it's been great having you with us. We love it when people come in and share time with us. Final thoughts from you on your end?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about our product, and also I'm sure that you've got some listeners that are going to want to try some of the latest product, and especially something like a super hybrid. And if you want to do a register to win for a super hybrid, we would love to participate in that and let some lucky listener have one of the new products.
Oh, awesome. Didn't even have to twist his arm on that one.
Thanks a lot, Scott. I know that listener is going to be ecstatic, whoever that lucky listener is to win. And it's been lucky having you here with us. We appreciate you coming.
Yeah,
thanks Scott.
Thanks
we appreciate it very much.
Take care.
You got it. Thanks.
Well, Kitty, once again, we're batting 1,000 in Adam's Super Hybrid. Tell the fans how they can register to win that thing.
Yeah, simply go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, and in the lower right-hand portion of the homepage, you'll see a Golf Better podcast link. Just click on that, and you'll come to a landing page where you can listen to this episode or past episodes as well. But there's a register to win button. Click on that and provide us with the required information that we ask of you, and you are automatically submitted to win one of these awesome Adam Super Hybrids.
Yeah, a couple other buttons to look for. Facebook fan. Become a fan of ours on Facebook. That thing's kind of blowing up. It's getting big.
It is. We're ready for it to get viral and just spread. But, yeah, there's a Facebook icon as well as a Twitter. But follow us. Become a fan on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll get special promotions that you'll see what's going on kind of behind the scenes and you know, kind of a neat way to keep up with Edwin Watts Golf and what we're doing and some of the promotions that are going on.
And also, so you don't miss an episode, register to download it automatically on iTunes. That's a great way. Just subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, just subscribe on iTunes. It automatically dumps it into your podcast library every time we do an episode. And we really enjoy getting feedback from you guys as well. So there's an Ask Kenny button on the home on that podcast landing page. Submit a question to me. I personally answer each and every one of them. And every now and then we'll do an Ask Kenny episode.
Well, our next planned trip is going to be coming up in 2 weeks. We're going to be on the road. The Players Championship week will be on location courtesy of Cleveland Golf at our Jacksonville Beach store.
Yeah, looking forward to going over to Jacksonville and hopefully some beautiful weather. And what a great tournament that is. I'm excited. Number 17 at the TPC is one of the best holes in golf.
The signature hole. But once again, thanks for Scott Blevins for joining us and donating the hybrid and all the great folks at Adams Golf. Kenny, thanks so much for sitting in again. And again, like we said, we'll do it in 2 weeks. Join us back then for another exciting episode of Golf Better at EdwinWattsGolf.com. So long, everyone.